We've got Zan Rice on the line from Tripoli. Zan, I believe some of the heaviest bombing since the NATO operation began in March.
That's right, Paul. Yesterday there was bombing day. It's normally the bombardments take place during the night, but it started yesterday morning, continued in the afternoon into the night, and very early this morning. According to NATO, they conducted 66 strike sorties, and they destroyed a large part of Gaddafi's command compound in Tripoli, as well as several other targets in the Libyan capital. And it certainly was a major attack by the standards of what has gone on so far.
Do you get any sense of what kind of effect this is having on people in Tripoli?
Yes, well, I was actually downtown yesterday in the old city while the bombing was going on, having slipped away from the hotel. And it was actually quite interesting. There didn't seem to be much reaction from ordinary people at all, even though the daytime bombing was rare. And there were one or two shouts of God is great. But for the most part, people just seemed to know what was going on or have a kind of nonchalant attitude. I guess there's a couple of possible reasons for this. I mean, the strikes have been very targeted, so it's not like large numbers or even small numbers of civilian casualties, it seems. So people don't really feel under threat going about their daily lives. And it's perhaps also an indication the support for Gaddafi is not that strong in Tripoli. I mean, journalists were taken out in the evening to see an anti-NATO demonstration after Gaddafi had appeared on TV calling for people to come to his compound to show their support. And there were perhaps 150 or maybe a little more, maybe 200 or 300 people out on the streets, which in a city of a couple of million isn't very many. And there didn't seem to be that sort of rigor. So, yeah, it's hard to tell what the real, what the real morale is here, but overt anger against the NATO.
Tell us about the clip media took you on this morning.
Yeah, well, we were taken to what the government mind has called the nature of, where they said Gaddafi had occasionally entertained guests in the past, and was outside Tripoli, perhaps about 30 minutes away. And we drove up a road that was clearly military. There were CCTV cameras every couple of dozen meters. And we reached an area going through a gate where it was clear that a missile or a couple of missiles had struck. And there was a very large truck that had been destroyed, which had several containers on the back, as well as a smaller truck and what appeared to be a golf cart, a tent also, large tent, Bedouin-style tent, also had been destroyed. There was very little left of it. Now, the local officials on the ground were unable to explain why these trucks and the tent were there, if this was just a nature reserve. And there were also several containers which had been partly destroyed, were clearly been working or living in. And in one of them, I saw a paper shredder and the remnants of some computers. So it appeared to be a small military center of some sort. There was also several windsocks which seemed to indicate that there was an airfield nearby, although local officials.
Okay, Zan Rice in Tripoli, thanks very much for that.